Okay, I'll be ready. Dating Clink, no, then Robert Helfin, R-O-B-E-R-T, last name H-E-F-I-L-I-N. Let's take 7553, office is 11-22-24. Patient presents with the refills of his medication, says his fasting blood sugar has been running over 90. Last two times checked. States he was on review of symptoms. Patient was been on Flomax, but stopped it because he said it made him pee more. Doing okay without it. Describes pruritic rash in his groin and penis for several weeks. Has a history of weakness and pain and numbness to feet for 10 years. Has degenerative joint disease and lumbar sacral spine. Has IBM, inclusion body myositis, which has caused progressive weakness and muscle loss. Has diabetes mellitus for 10 years. Has degenerative joint disease, both knees, with getting gel injections, orthopedics, and Kingwood. Seemed to have hemiparesis to his right lower extremity and left upper arm. Social history was a longshoreman for many years. States he fell two times with back injuries. Physical sin, general appearance, no acute distress, head, eyes, ears, nose, and throat. Negative, lungs, cholesterol, sufficient heart rate, rhythm without murmurs or gallop, abdomen, esophagus, again, negative tenant, skin with a scaly eruption with active border to the groin. Back skin otherwise normal. Back not examined extremities. With weakness and painful range of motion, neurological with paresis, left lower extremity and right upper extremity, left upper extremity and right lower extremity. Patient's medicines were refilled, including diabetic meds, hypertensive medications, no treatment for EBM. Tenia cruis was present, so was given prescription for Lamisil and refills of regular medications. Advised to follow up in 3 months for repeat fasting labs. And to come back if diabetic medicines are too low, with consideration of lowering dose. Elevated before with an A1C of 8. Patient here with daughter has history of decreased hearing loss from working on docks with loud noises. Doesn't like to use hearing aid. Remainder evaluation. Mentioned at this point, has no PCP, advised needs further evaluation, but because of his age and refusal to seek additional care, we'll see patient in 3 months for routine follow-up. Patient has been delinquent in returning for visits in the past. Let's ask again with help from daughter to make regular visits so that we can refill his medications and monitor his status. Thank you, Dr. Halbiger.